takes to be a maverick, to become a legend of the super pick. Triple captain, bench boost or a wild card. It's not a double game when these decisions are hard. We've got 45 minutes on this podcast to guide you through so you don't come dead last. But we know it's all about the differentials. Or will you captain Haaland again this week? FPL Mavericks. FPL Mavericks. FPL Mavericks. FPL Mavericks.
Cool. Hello and welcome to FPL Mavericks. Sorry, listeners. We needed a week off to regroup, but we're back this week. Roscoe, how are you, mate?
Refreshed. Ready to get hurt again.
Yeah. He says, sat in the middle of the workday. Probably busy, mate, but look, we'll still get the Mavericks out to the guests, no problem.
Yeah, that's it. We need to pick up the comp.
Mate, game week gone. You've done all right. You've made some big ground on me, and I took a hit as well.
I got red arrow, to be fair, though. So
did you?
Can't have been that good. Yeah, wrong captain choice, I think, with Haaland.
Man, I'm fuming. I pick Saka out for a 6-0 win at Sheffield United, which was the right choice, by the way. I sign in. As soon as I've put the TV on, he's hit the bar. He's managed to get an own goal that he didn't really get an assist for. And then he's assisted and got hiked off at half time.
Yeah, not a great return. I'd say he might have been, I wonder what the stats are. He could have been most captains. What do you think Haaland would have been?
I'm not so sure. I think probably Haaland was, but he wouldn't have been far away, would he?
No, because, I mean, Haaland's been really poor for several weeks in FPL. He did well in the cup, in the week. So then everyone got that little boost of confidence, and then he did nothing again. Well, what did we get? 6 points.
Yeah, man, it's getting to that period in the season now, which we'd call choppy waters. We've got a double game week in 28 for a couple of teams, and then we've got a big blank.
Yeah, well, it's going to be free hit territory, I think, for me in the blank.
I was chatting with our mate Barry, who's still yet to come on the podcast, who starts the league one game week behind, but then also likes to show off that he's not far behind us. It's kind of like a way of him stopping himself from getting hurt. But anyway, he was saying it probably does make sense to free hit, because if you don't free hit, then you're going to be like potentially 20 to 30 points behind and everyone else that had free hit. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I'm sort of hoping this is the worst week of fixtures. So if you're going to use it this week, because it's not going to be a better opportunity.
So you think use the free hit for double game week players, or use the free hit?
No, on the blank. On the blank, yeah. Not this week.
Yeah.
And it says here, yeah, I don't think I gained ground. I'm sorry, I'm just jumping ahead to the league. I don't think I would have gained any ground on you.
Or is there an argument, mate, where you can load up on a few Spurs players and Aston Villa's players and just hope for the best?
But how? Load up with what? With hits?
Well, I mean, when I say load up, just make sure you've got five players in the main players and just captain Son or something like that.
Yeah, well, I think Son was the most transferred player in the top 10,000 last week. So there's clearly some squad building going on there.
Because it still says, so we've got Tottenham, Fulham, West Ham, Villa, Burnley, Brentford, and then, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it's a really tough one to do without a free hit thing. You'd have to change your whole squad. Yeah, and then do want that squad afterwards. So maybe Son's a good long-term transfer, but can't imagine many of those others would be.
Yeah, cool. All right, mate. Well, what I'll do is I'll run through my team very quickly. I had a very, very average week compared to the rest of the leagues that I seem to be in. 71 points, Martinez and Net with one. Gabriel got me six. It's stupid now. I feel like he's a fucking fraud all of a sudden. with no points. Brighton are atrocious, aren't they?
Yeah, they've lost their way. I don't think Mr. Man's playing, though, is he? I think he's been dropped. Oh, he did play that game.
He didn't play
90. Yeah, just got a zero. He played 30 minutes the game before and only 9 minutes the game before that. So he's been in and out the team, but he did play that game.
He's on the chopping block for me. I got Bradley for 8. Moreno, who since I brought in, has been rubbish. Same with Martinez. Neto, who got an injury with 1 point. Son got me 7. Saka, who, although he got 2 assists and hit the bar, only got me 14 with the captaincy, so 7. My diamond of the week was actually Havertz. He kept me in the game. He got a goal and assist with 14 points. And then Kings with 13 and Haaland with 6.
Yeah, you've done well there with Havertz. You would have been struggling with that 14 points, wouldn't you?
Well, I was just thinking about it. If I'd have left Foden in, if I left Nunes in, I'd be in a better spot.
Did you take Foden out for Havertz?
I took him out for Havertz and Neto. Yeah, I can't remember who else I took out, but...
Yeah.
It's just, the reason I look at that is that City have Liverpool up next. They then have a blank, and then they have... Arsenal.
True. No, that's good. I mean, Foden is close to being a must-have, though, I think. Do you not?
Sorry?
Is Foden a must-have?
Yes.
Even through tough fixtures? Or swap him out, like you've done, and bring him back later?
I think I'm regretting it, even though I've taken him out. I didn't think he would play this well against the better teams, and he continues to play well, so I would say, yeah.
Keep him in. I don't have him at all, mate, so at least you had some points off him before. I had De Bruyne getting me in the blanks and blanks. So
he's been a really frustrating one to own, hasn't he?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think when he came back from injury, he got an assist or something like that in his first game back, and I think off the back of that, I put him in. Didn't really perform after that. Could have gone with Foden at the time for a lot less money and would have cleaned up, you know, his double-digit haul several times. But once you've committed, it's really hard to swap them out because you typically have an issue somewhere else in your team. So at no point do you think, I'll remove KDB, because you're just expecting him to haul at any minute. So he doesn't seem like a priority. But I think in hindsight, I should have swapped him for Foden after 1 week, and then I would have been 34 points better off. But that's all right. We've got another chance this week, mate. So in terms of my team, then, last week, I got 65 points and I took a minus 4. So really 61. The average is 63. Game week rank of 5 million out of 9 or 10 million. So really poor. Yeah, mate, I had Watkins and had Areola get me 13 and pretty much blanked everywhere else. So not much to talk about there. So just need to try and pick up with this double game week.
100%, mate. I think we're at this weird stage in the season now. Essentially, if we don't do something about it, we're going to be sat at a million overall. So we might actually have to start taking some risks now.
I'm not in the top million, mate. So
you're not far.
I think a handful of points off. Yeah, literally like less than 10 points off, I think. But yeah, mate, it's a frustrating one, isn't it? Well, I put in Solanke last week for minus 4 and he blanked. It looked like he wasn't going to play at all at one point. Captained Haaland, and that didn't work. Heechan I put in the week before and he's now out injured. So I just got to try and figure out what to do this week. Really don't want to take a hit. Don't have anywhere near enough double game week players. I don't think I've got any double game week players apart from Solanke. So yeah, it's going to be tough whether or not I do another minus 4. Have you looked at your transfers yet?
I might actually give you, because we're not, I think for the Mavericks competition, we're not going to do doublers because they're essentially just everyone's going to go for doublers. But I have actually done that. So I'll tell you what my team looks like. So I already had Solanke. I brought in Semenyo and I brought in Cliver from Bournemouth. So I think with them fixtures, Sheffield United at home, Luton at home. There are three main men in the attacking options. I think the two strikers are strikers and obviously Clivert's midfielder. What better chance have you got for them, for me, and then fixtures. Like, this is, if they win both them games, they're home and hosed, don't need to worry about relegation. They've had a good season.
Yeah, mate, they're solid shouts. I think the Bournemouth players and the Luton players, probably the ones I'd look at. Luton have got two away fixtures, but with Crystal Palace and Bournemouth, you could see them getting goals, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Anyone else you looked at? Like Ross Barkley or Carlton Morris at Luton?
I think Carlton Morris is a good shout. Doughty as well.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Sinisterra? Does he get a game?
No. I don't think he gets much of a game at the moment.
Yeah, I feel like he has been a bit in and out of the team.
He kind of just comes on, because like his spot is Semenyo, isn't it? So,
is it? Yeah. Semenyo seems to be a pretty good player. Like when you see the highlights, it's good.
No, definitely. I think he's a great little player. Let's check if Sinisterra came on. No, he didn't. So really,
no minutes.
No, he's probably not in favour. He should have just stayed at Leeds. He'd have scored 20 goals in the Championship.
Mate, you'd feel like that, wouldn't you?
Mate, a little update on Leeds and Derby. That Championship and League One title race and playoff race is crazy.
It's very tight. Yeah, both leagues are a couple of points in it, with three or four teams vying for those automatic spots. So it's going to be a lot of heartbreak for anyone who doesn't make it. We had Dwight Gale got his first goal last week.
Did he? That's
a decent start. Yeah, he's off the mark.
There you go. See?
3-0 win. So we'll have to see what we can do last 10 games.
Is there anyone else in the doublers that you'd look at? I know you mentioned Barkley. Do you think Luton have quite a nice run? Crystal Palace, Bournemouth, Forest. But then it goes Tottenham, Arsenal.
Yeah. No, that's probably it, I think. If we look at the algorithm, Tim's algorithm, the highest expected points pick is Carlton Morris at Luton, expected to pick up 7.5 points over the two games. This is Maverick territory, sorry, so under 10% owned. Carlton Morris, and then Neto, the goalie at Bournemouth, with 6 points. Ross Barkley, Luton, with 6 points. Tavernier at Bournemouth, but yeah, he's another one. I think he's rotated a bit.
Yeah, I think he's pretty handy.
He's only 1.1% owned, expected points 5.1 on the algorithm. So yeah, maybe they are the ones to be looking at.
Cool, mate. So maybe before we jump into the Mavericks competition, we'll just have a look at the most transferred in players for this week. Any guess?
I'd say Solanke.
Solanke, Morris, Doughty, Son, Bowen.
There you go. Yeah, Solanke did play, I think, 90 minutes or 85 minutes. So he seems to be fit after maybe an injury scare.
Fair. Algorithm for the week, mate. I'm not going to lie, it's very, very, very similar. We've got Solanke, Morris, Adebayo, but I think he's got an injury. Sensei, who's also got an injury, and then Saka after that. So yeah, the algorithm is the only thing with using these data points is that they don't know about injury news, do they?
No. Well, Tim does know, because it's on the spreadsheet that they are injured, but the points are still calculated, so they're in there. No, it's good. I think it's going to be interesting, because I reckon some of those players, like the ones you've gone for, there's going to be people betting on different players. So someone's going to go Tavernier, someone's going to go Solanke, someone else is going to go like Luton, Colton Morris, and just depend who actually picks up those points in those games. It's going to be that none of those players are, you know, they're not the level of Saka, Haaland, Foden in terms of consistency, so they can easily blank. That's the danger, right?
100%, mate.
Maybe Solanke is an exception. He is pretty consistent.
He's had that injury concern, and apparently he's run through it. He is a very solid performer. I do worry that he does pick up that injury, though. He does pick up another injury, and then he wipes him out, and it's kind of like a useless pick, but we'll see.
Yeah, mate, that's true. So have you got a, do you want to do the maps? What do you think?
I think I'm just one up. So we'll call it, I think I'm 1-0 up. We didn't do it last week, but you won the week before.
Yeah.
So yeah, Mavericks competition, obviously picking an under 10% own differential pick. And it's going to fly up the leagues, hopefully. And this is an important point here. This is where these Maverick picks can really put you up the mini leagues and try and even win you some mini leagues if you're in striking distance. So yeah, mate, no doubles allowed in this particular pick. Do you want me to go first or would you prefer to go first?
You can go first, mate.
Yeah. You got work first. All right. Well, I'm going with a total Maverick, really. I think he's someone that's kind of come out of the blue with a very, very unfancied team. I nearly brought him in this week, but I went with Semenyo instead. I may look to regret that. It's a London club, mate.
Right.
And he's 4.5 owned. Do you reckon you can have a stab?
James Ward-Prowse.
No, that's not a bad shout, though. It's actually a striker. He has scored 11 points and 54 points across 5 to 6 weeks. And his name is Muniz. They
pull up, yeah.
2.6% owned. They have Wolves, Tottenham and Sheffield United away in game week 30. So I generally think he's probably worth somebody bringing in just because he's on a streak of form. Kind of like when, you know, when you see a fantasy asset, like always remind you of the Gundogan one where he just started scoring out of nowhere. And everyone was like, I don't want him. And then they were like, oh, I do want him now.
Yeah.
He's got that vibe about at the moment. And I watched Fulham's highlights the other day, and they're just strong. They're nothing fancy. They play football the right way. They've got players like Wilson and Pereira backing him up. They'll be fine. They'll be mid-table for sure.
Yeah, mate. No, I don't know what he's been doing in training, but he's massively picked up his goal scoring in the last few weeks. So there's a dangerous shout.
Yeah, well, he's put Brozier, who was hired or bought for this particular reason because of Raul Jimenez's injury, and Brozier's had a hand in him. So he's obviously doing the right thing.
Yeah, he's keeping him out of the team. Yeah, I put Brozier in my team about 6 weeks ago as a sneaky bet that he would get into the team and keep his spot, but the exact opposite happened. Muniz has been absolutely smashing it. So Brozier went for Solanke for me recently. So my counter to this, mate, is going to be a player that's a bit of a man of the moment pick. It's Conor Gallagher at Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, okay. The old workhorse.
Yeah. Pops up with important goals, doesn't he? When everyone else has failed. So I think outside of Cole Palmer, he's been their best player. He's got Newcastle at home, which I actually think they'll do okay in. So I reckon he could get a goal, mate.
Yeah, I think he... do you think he'll go to the Euros?
Can't say with Southgate, can you? Probably not.
He's in the mould of fucking Mason Mount when he was back in his prime. Just
yeah,
like...
because they've also cut the Euro squads, haven't they? So it's tougher to get in. So I think Southgate's going to go with more utility players. Maybe Gallagher is one of those. But you really want to take Ward-Prowse. You can't even seem to get a game. I'd still put Ward-Prowse above Gallagher if I was picking the team.
Yeah, he's solid, isn't he?
He just needs to drop Henderson, doesn't he?
He won't.
How he's coming, gone.
He's not gonna. Henderson's doing his best attempt at Roy the Rovers for Ajax.
Yeah. Mate, I can't remember who Roy Keane was talking about. It's like an old clip that keeps doing the rounds where someone said, oh, he's great around the dressing room. And he was like, what does he do, card tricks? Because he was like, and I feel like Henderson's into that position now where he'll be included because he's got tournament experience. Everyone likes him and he's vocal. So he's going to be a dressing room pick, but he's not going to be playing. He shouldn't really be playing and starting in most of these games. But he maybe is someone you want to bring on 75 minutes when you're 1-0 up and you need to see the game out. So I can kind of see it, but surely people like Ward-Prowse and Gallagher and others are, yeah, more interesting.
Is there a case now to even, because the central midfield role England is that poor. It's got Rice and then basically nobody else. Would somebody like a John Stones, who's been used in centre midfield defensively for City recently, be an option to go alongside Rice, do you think?
Maybe. I only hesitate because it sort of works in Pep's system, doesn't it?
It does.
So I don't know if it would work because he'd be playing much higher in the way that England play, but there would only be whether the system would suit it, but definitely does a great job, doesn't he, for City in that position. You can't see Calvin Phillips being included the way things are going, can you?
No, he's been fucking around.
Which is a shame, but that's probably a spot that's open, so maybe Ward-Prowse comes in for him, but I'm not entirely sure. As I say, with the reduced squads, you might lose a Calvin Phillips and you don't need to replace him because you've lost the squad number. So we'll have to wait and see, mate.
Cool. All right. So to recap that, we have Muniz versus Conor Gallagher.
That's it, mate. Before we wrap up, we did forget to do the league. So maybe let's just have a jump through the performances. When I was saying earlier, between us, I've dropped down now to 54th. You've stayed at 45th.
Yeah.
You outscored me by 6 points, but took one hit more. So you gained 2 points on me this week. But that's less interesting because we are bang in the middle of the table. What? Tell us what's happening at the top.
Yeah, so we've got Tom Moroney on 17, 24, 66. Thomas Hewitt got 90. So that's a really big score. We've got Luke Bethel.
He's closed the gap to just 8 points.
Yep. Luke Bethel, Andrew Rutherford, 6 and 7. I'm just looking for one of the Mavericks that comes on the podcast. It should be, where's Tim? Tim's in 8th. He's the lad that's high and flyest that's been on folks. Flying highest on the podcast. Gwynny's on 27. And I always like to look back where Jousey is nowadays. Where Jousey? He might be, he was doing really well.
33rd.
Okay, so he's still within a shout. He's far enough in front of me. He's 31 points in front of me, so I've got a long way to go to catch him.
Mate, Bettersworth's climbing up to 34 with an 89 this week.
So we just need to push, mate, to get into the top 25, and then I'll be happy with that. Top 25 of the Mavericks League means you've had a good season.
Yeah, mate, I'd agree with that. It's such a tough league. But having said that, we talked about it before. Apart from your bit of anomaly season last year, we both want to be in the top 100,000, a couple of 100,000, and we're a decent way off that at the moment this season. So we've got plenty of work to do.
We've got you.
Still games left, mate.
Yeah, the chips wisely.
That's it. Well, it's very tight. So how many points between us? 1559 and 1578. So 19 points. All to play for, mate.
Maverick captain, mate. Is it just stick with a Bournemouth striker or a Luton player, or would you go with a Saka or someone like that?
Yeah, I've never been one to captain a double game week pick just because they've got a double, because especially with these teams, I just feel like you just don't know who's going to get those points. So I wouldn't necessarily go with one of those. I think you could look at, and I probably wouldn't go with a City player this week, right, because of the fixture, or Liverpool. So you're probably looking at maybe Saka as a good option against Brentford. You know, Saka gets 2 goals and an assist, he'll outscore, you know, Semenya, who gets 1 assist across 2 games.
There, mate. And then any upsets of the week? Who do you think will win out of City? Let's scrap the upset for this week. Who's going to win out? Who's going to win out of Liverpool, Man City?
I think City will win it. If Liverpool had a full squad, I think Liverpool would win it. I would really fancy them, but it's just such an uphill struggle with Liverpool's injury issues. If I feel bad for them, they're very depleted, aren't they?
Very, very depleted.
So it's probably not a fair game, that one, and I think City will just have the strength and depth to just see it through. if Liverpool do, then even more credit to them, because that would be, I think they've kind of probably got a hope for a draw. It's going to be really tough to match up man for man with that City team, I reckon.
I mean, I think a win for Liverpool or a draw for Liverpool. Draw for Liverpool is a win for Liverpool. Like, that keeps them 1 point in front of Man City.
Manage limitation and is Salah back or injured? Do you know? I haven't seen any news.
I haven't heard much. I don't think you'd risk him, would you?
It's a big game though, isn't it? If you can play, you've won him playing. But yeah, look, transfer deadline isn't until Saturday evening our time in Australia, so plenty of time for some team announcements to be made.
Oh, I may.
All right.
Short and sharp podcast. I'll get that out, and I will be cheering on Muniz.
But here, mate, I am worried. He's a much more lethal threat than Conor Gallagher, but Conor's just the man at the moment, as I said. So I reckon I've got at least half a chance there. Enjoy the rest of your day, mate.
You too.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye.